The area at the top of Okyokut is really covered only by snow, and then only occasionally. The summit and crater of the mountain now have a glacial lake in it that appeared after the glacier melted. So, in a sense, the glacier is gone, but now Iceland has its highest glacial lake, which is interesting. Otherwise, it's quite barren at the top. There's not much vegetation, and it looks like a part of the Icelandic Highlands.
So you guys took part in this ceremony yesterday to commemorate the loss of this glacier. And that ceremony was attended by, as well as activists, there were Icelandic officials and political and cultural figures. There were poetry and speeches. I mean, it was intended to be a funeral of sorts. Is that how it felt?
Well, it certainly felt like it was a commemorative ceremony, we'll say that. And there was a part of it that felt like a funeral, and that the general emotional take people had was to be quite sad. I mean, many people expressed their grief and sadness and concern in the course of the hike up the mountain and also at the ceremony itself. But I think we also realized two other things. One, that there is a joy and a purpose to be found in the gathering of a group of people around the issue of a fallen glacier and what it means in terms of the need to urgently respond to climate change, not just as individuals, but as political collectives across the world. And also, I think people realize that, this is a time, for reflection on the past, but also to be very present for what we need to do right now, and also to be working towards a better future. So I would say emotionally it was complex, and certainly there were aspects of it where people felt quite sad, but also where people felt quite committed and purposeful about the future.
This memorial, it was the brainchild of yourself and your fellow Rice University colleague, Simen Hau. How did the idea come about?
Well, Simony had been working on a project on the social life of ice, as she puts it. In other words, how Icelanders are reacting to the disappearance of their glaciers. And in the course of that research, we came upon the story of Ok Glacier, which was declared dead by Icelandic glaciologist Oddur Sigurdsson in 2014. But that story made only a very small ripple in the Icelandic media and virtually none in the international media. So we thought this was an important story. There are not many glaciers of Okyokut status that have completely disappeared. I mean, many are receding. The great majority are receding across the world, but to actually have died, not as many. So we thought this was a story the world needed to hear. So we made a short documentary film in 2017 called Not Ok or Not Okay, a little movie about a small glacier at the end of the world, and premiered that in 2018 in Reykjavik. And at that time, we had already been talking with Icelandic colleagues about what to do to kind of make a further lasting legacy to Okyokut's disappearance. And that's where we came upon the idea of doing a memorial plaque.
Other glaciers in Iceland risk the same fate as Ok Glacier, don't they? How bad is the situation?
The situation is very urgent. Almost all of Iceland's 400 plus glaciers are in recession, some of them very swift. And, from Reykjavik, you can see Snæfellsjökull, which is probably the most famous glacier in Iceland. It's the subject of Jules Verne's, Journey to the Center of the Earth, and it's the subject of Halldór Laxness's Under the Glacier. And it's just a terrifically important glacier in terms of Icelandic culture and history. And that glacier is on a relatively low mountain, like Ok is, and it's receding very rapidly. And scientists predict that it may only make it another 20 or 30 years. And that would be a huge loss to Icelandic culture and history, were this very, very signature, important glacier to go.